One of classical music's best attributes is its ability to inspire. And for several of this weekend's Wisconsin Classical performances, it doesn't just inspire audiences and performers, but composers as well. A recent article by Gregory Ciotti in Psychology Today notes that, quote, "Creativity does not rest on eureka moments. It is a process designed to consistently bring abstract ideas into the tangible world," unquote. The article goes on to stress the importance of routines and reminds us that Beethoven and other creative souls took long walks. To an outsider, it may have looked like aimless wandering in the woods and valleys outside of Vienna, but Beethoven counted on this time to think about what he was writing. We have tangible evidence of this in one particular symphony, Beethoven's Sixth, which will continue the Duluth Superior Symphony Orchestra's Beethoven project this Saturday evening. This was the first symphony to include a poetic program behind the music. It inspired generations of composers and opened the door for the creation of a new genre, program music. Beethoven's Sixth Symphony has five movements, rather than the four that would have been expected in the classical era. The descriptive titles for each movement are, first, Awakening of Cheerful Feelings on Arrival in the Countryside, followed by Scene by the Brook, Merry Gathering of the Country Folk, The Storm, and finally, Shepherd's Song, Cheerful and Thankful Feelings After the Storm. The third movement ends on an imperfect cadence that leads straight into the fourth movement, which in turn moves without pause into the final movement. The true genius of the work, however, lies in the fact that you don't need to know the program to enjoy the music. Whatever extra musical impressions you may attach to it, it is first and foremost a fine work for orchestra, furthering Beethoven's own creative development. Here to take us on our symphonic country vacation is the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra, under the direction of Andrew Sewell, with Beethoven Symphony No. 6 in F major.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Andrew Sewell, conducting the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra in Beethoven's Symphony No. 6 in F Major, The Pastoral, from a February 24, 2012 concert at the Capitol Theater in Madison's Overture Center. Recording and broadcast preparation by Marv Nunn. This will be the centerpiece of the Duluth Superior Symphony's concert on Saturday evening, which will also explore Beethoven's influence on works of Béla Bartók and Manuel de Falla. You'll find the complete program at dsso.com. Beethoven didn't just inspire classical musicians. Dave Brubeck asks us to remember, quote, "Bach, Mozart, and Beethoven were great improvisers. I can hear that in their music," unquote. Dave's son Chris will be performing in Wisconsin this weekend. In just a moment, we'll round out this hour with American music. I'm Laurie Skelton, and this is Wisconsin Classical. This Saturday evening is the third concert in the Sheboygan Symphony Orchestra's 99th season, and along with a Haydn symphony and tone poem by Debussy, they're including the luminous Rainbow Body of Dallas-born composer Christopher Theofanidis. Details for the Weill Center concert can be found at SheboyganSymphony.org. The Fox Valley Symphony Orchestra welcomes Chris Brubeck back for their Modern American Legends program this Saturday evening, where his Fanfare for a Remarkable Friend and Prague Concerto for Bass Trombone and Orchestra will precede Copland's Billy the Kid Suite. Appleton audiences look to this ensemble for American works. In 2012, the orchestra asked the audience to vote as to which work they wanted included in a concert, and they chose an excerpt from the First Symphony of Dan Rager, then a professor at UW Fond du Lac, now teaching at Cleveland State. The first movement, Prelude, of his Millennium Symphony, begins slowly and full of tension, but ends calmly. The composer calls it a reflection on good and evil.
Thank you.
Groner conducting the Fox Valley Symphony in the prelude to the First Symphony of Dan Reger in a February 4th, 2012 concert at the Fox Cities Performing Arts Center in Appleton, recording by Jim Hendrix. You'll find more information on this Saturday evening's concert of American classical music at foxvalleysymphony.com. Inspiration, indoors and out, is as close to you as your next Wisconsin classical concert. I'm Lori Skelton.